section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Last call. Anyone? Bueller? Bueller? Anyone?
Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network. Coming to you live from Sex Moan, Philippines, it's IVWIP. On tonight's show, Rory goes to the vet. That's my lover. And the results of our adult diaper giveaway with your co-host, Malls. Drunk. Intern Heather. Boyfriend Adam. And me, the bottle cap kid. And now your host. His birth certificate reads Blake Clayton.
Welcome, everyone, to episode 237 of It Burns Up. I am your host, the podcasting god. Adam, I enjoy your deep, you're bringing the deep baritone.
Do my best, thank you.
It was kind of like an Adam Lee almost.
Tough to hit that note.
Yeah. Well, folks, this is IBWIP. This is the second one we've done tonight. A lot of people have drank Rumplemints, so I don't know what might happen, but I know Bottle Cap Kid will be drunk.
Yes.
And that's okay.
Agreed.
It's a special Valentine's Day episode. This is the first IBWIP Valentine's Day episode where we didn't just play 30 songs about killing your lover.
Murder ballad.
But maybe I'll make it up to you. First, she is the bartender for this evening. She seems to be the only one that can make a drink with 7-Up and Rumplemints. I don't know how you mess it up, but she seems to be the best at it. Let's welcome intern bartender Heather.
Thank you, thank you. I have made all the Rumplemints drinks today. It is Rumple good.
Oh, jeez.
Yep.
And since this is a Valentine's Day episode, we're going to show the love. And we're showing the love by bringing in Heather's...
Boyfriend.
Boyfriend.
Man friend, please.
Huh?
Man friend,
man
please.
Man friend. It is Adam.
Oh, I thank you so much for inviting me on the show. I'm so happy to have my beard taking the place of Big E's.
Right, like one. Hey, we gotta have it's a quota. We gotta meet. We gotta put a beard on every episode.
One good beard deserves another.
Heyo, and the joke man. He wears flannel. He collects bottle caps. He writes all the material that you hear tonight. And this episode, I think he took a long time to probably put together, huh?
It took a while, though. It took a while today.
It's the Bottle Cap Kid.
Hey, buddy. I love you.
I love you, too. Are you doing all right?
We're just so obnoxious with the It's Been a While. You have to really, like, fuck it out.
I want to call out Drunken Lullabies for stealing. They have stole on episode 9... They stole my wife.
They stole your wife?
They stole my wife.
They stole your wife?
Uh-oh. And, this is a good precursor of how the show's going to go.
She doesn't have a microphone, but we're going to include her tremendously on the show. It's my lovely bride. It's been a while. Miles. Welcome to the show, Miles.
Hi. So glad to be here.
You're here every Monday. All right, so we've got a great show for you, but first we gotta get real. We gotta break it down, get real.
A lot of fun on this show, but sometimes.
What are you doing? Are you drunk too? She's like, no. as everybody knows, it's like 6 months ago that Rory had her cancer removed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm.
Actually almost a year ago exactly.
She had her cancer removed. She's a survivor. Hashtag Team Roy Magoo.
I'm a survivor.
I also hashtag it Bark at Cancer. How witty is that?
That
bark
is
at
cute.
Cancer. That's good.
I read that the other day. I thought you took that from somewhere. You made that up?
When I typed it in, it didn't show up.
That's a bitch.
Oh.
Nice job. You're starting a canine revolution.
So she has developed some new lumps and bumps and tumor thingies. One of them is right in the middle of her forehead.
I saw that.
And I said that she could work for the... No?
Well, tumors are gross. That's why I'm making that face.
I thought you knew what the joke was going to come.
No, go ahead.
I said that she could work for a Microsoft call center.
Okay. With a bump on her head? You're going to have to explain it.
Because she looks like she's Indian because she has a big circle on her forehead.
I did not connect those dots.
Oh. All right. Well, we took her to the vet again to have these looked at. We knew there was like two bumps on her. They found five. I was like, I'm the worst dog owner in the world.
Were they hard to find, though? Probably one of those you had to like rub over her.
Yeah, I think four of them. Mm-hmm. You had to rub all over.
How often do you rub Rory?
I rub her all the time.
All over, though?
Well, not all over.
pretty close to all over. Close.
Okay, I guess we should have given you your own microphone. Wasn't expecting this much interaction until the game. But we took her back. They did biopsies on her. All five of them came up negative. So the doctor comes in and she goes, great news. All those biopsies that we took came back negative. But I had a boxer in here last week where they all came up negative and they ended up being, you know, mass tumors with, you know, cancer. What? I was like,
what? And that boxer is dead now. Like, damn.
I was like, okay. And they took some blood work. It's kind of like when Eli when we find out from Eli's teacher, he's so great. He pays attention. He's very manners.
But
I'm like, the kid at home is completely different. It was the same way here. We take the dog to the vet. They're like, we just love Rory. She's so, you know, she just, one girl goes, I took her blood all by myself. Nobody even held her. And I'm like, this is the dog that at 2 in the morning is, oof, 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 wanting to get up and go. So she's like horrible with me, but good with it. So, got a clean bill of health. She has some low thyroid.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Go ahead.
I think I know. I mean, at least if it translates to what a human translates to, it means that she can't like metabolize her food as quickly. Is that what it means?
Probably.
They didn't tell you what it meant after they told you about it?
I didn't want to sound stupid.
It just sent scary words your way.
And I was just going to Google
it later.
I think the doctor. Well, the doctor called. Yeah. For the test results, and so that freaked me out because I thought it would just be, you know, one of the nurse's aides or whatever. But no, the doctor called. I was like, she's like, how are you doing today? I'm like, well, I'll know after we have this conversation. But yeah, so basically, she just has to have some medicine. So we get done. Great news, right? We go out into the lobby, and I go, okay, I need to set up my appointment. She goes, okay, that'll be $301. And I said, what? $300 because they did some blood work and took five biopsies.
To give you an answer like, we think this, but also this.
Right. It's kind of like a human doctor. We're going to give you this because I think it's strep throat. And then
if dogs had an advocate for them like Bernie Sanders,
yes,
could get better insurance. You. They could get the free insurance that the top 1% of dogs is getting.
Is that your Bernie Sanders impersonation?
It sounds a little English. But yeah.
So then dogs would be Bernie Sanders constituents.
Bernie Sanders supporters.
Okay.
Bernie Sanders constituents would mean that they live in Vermont at this point. Bernie Sanders constituents in the future would hopefully mean that they live in the United States.
All right.
And Heather, how are you voting this fall?
I'm still wobbling. Okay. Still wobbling.
Adam?
Between Cruz?
Are you going to vote?
I don't vote, no.
Thank you. No. A lot of times when Heather comes, just for the couple hours,
seething rage.
Just because of the couple hours I'm with her every other Monday, I feel like the worst United States of America citizen ever.
No,
because she knows all this stuff, but she's just 20.
No, Adam brings down all this fucking knowledge hammer stuff. He's like, this is how banks work, and you can't mess up with the monetary system, and words that I don't understand.
But then Heather goes, but Bernie said we could do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not saying that Bernie can't do it. Bernie can do whatever Bernie wants to do. But, you know, for me, I don't want to vote. I don't have a. I like talking about politics too much. That if I told the world that I had an opinion on it,
it would take the fun out of
it. Yeah, I couldn't be critical anymore. Right. It wouldn't be fun for me. So I'm going to be a selfish asshole.
God, how dare you not have fun?
How does that? That seems like a hot button issue for the two of you. Is it not?
We fight about.
You
it
told all me that you were going to vote.
I make things up. Very
well, it's going to be a hot button issue for the two of us.
Adam, I know all about that. Make it up on the go.
Hey, you got to fake it till you make it, man. It's just
sometimes she fakes it when we make it,
and all the time with that. But yeah,
this is perfect for what we're about to do.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Do you you want me to play the intro music, or do you want something?
Okay. Oh yeah,
here we go.
From Hollywood, here come the lovers. Yeah, that's right. It's that time for That's My Lover. Now let's meet our couples for today. Couple number one, married for almost 2 years. It's Blake and Molly Clayton. And couple number two, together for just 6 short, pathetic, laughable months. It's Heather and Adam. Those are our lovers today. And now for your star of That's My Lover, Bob Eubanks.
Thank you very much, Johnny Jacobs, and welcome to That's My Lover. We got some surprises for you today, so let's get cracking. Let's take just a moment to get to know our couples with a few lighthearted questions. Blake, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's an honor to be in my kitchen.
You bet it is, Blake, because you're one of the true originators of podcasting. You're known as the Podcasting God, is that correct?
That is correct.
Blake, my question for you is, does God exist?
There is a power greater than me somewhere in the universe.
Oh, wonderful. Molly, you're a part of a fun bunco group that meets every other week or so. Should women have the right to end a pregnancy at their discretion?
Yes, they should.
Perfect. Adam, you work...
Hello.
Yeah, well, thank you for joining us today. You work on repairing modern gadgets such as high-tech smartphones. What is the answer to the race issue?
I would say break more smartphones.
Yes, isn't that it? And finally, Heather, you have successfully created a podcast called Sex with Heather that tackles serious issues such as STDs and rape. Heather, what is your favorite color?
Definitely orange. Thank you.
That's perfect. Thank you so much. The first round is for the fellas. That'll be Adam and Blake. So, ladies, we're going to have to ask you to temporarily leave the studio.
Okay.
Each question will be worth 5 points. Ladies?
5 points. I need some cards.
Ladies, we'll bring you back here in just a moment. If you don't mind exiting the studio to make the game fair, we appreciate it very much.
They're actually leaving. This isn't a bit. They're actually
leaving. Not a bit. This is a real game hosted by real-life Bob Eubanks. Yeah. All right. Both of you fellows will need to write down your answers on index cards provided for you. And here we go. All right, guys, take a look at each other and decide what feature of the other gentleman most resembles your lover's previous boyfriend. What feature of the other gentleman most resembles your lover's previous boyfriend?
Bob, I have a quick... So, am I allowed to ask questions in order to maybe get a better look at Blake?
If you need clarification... Because
if
you
could stand up, that might
Blake,
help.
Why don't you spin
it? Maybe turn around.
Yeah, stand up and turn around.
Sort of.
Why don't you twirl for it? Okay. Let me see the backside.
All right.
What's the backside there? What do you got hiding?
I'm not hiding. I'm not packing. It's all mine is in the front.
Blake, do you have any questions for Adam?
No, but I could see it right off the bat.
Let's turn to Adam real quick and say, Adam.
Yes, Bob.
What feature of Blake most resembles your lover's previous boyfriend?
There's a lot. I'm going to be up front.
Just know that your lover must match your answer. So the more answers you provide may lessen the chance of her matching you.
I'm going to say the back of his knees.
Back of the knees. Often when I date someone, the first question I ask is, tell me about your previous boyfriend's back of the knees.
Yes. There's been a lot of awkward conversations with women over the years. And when I'm like, let me see the back of your knees with your ass in the air.
Oh, very good. Very good. Blake, and the same question to you. What feature of the other gentleman here, Adam, as it would be, resembles your lover's previous boyfriend?
I like you a lot, Adam. So that's why I only picked height.
Height, very good.
Because you are
good.
Too cool for the – believe me, when my wife married me,
She dated a series of losers.
And she went upgrade. She upgraded to like a Ferrari.
I always really talk up my lover's exes because, you know, to be bundled in with that group of fine young gentlemen, I would. That's a real badge of honor.
Right, right. Feather in your cap, yeah. Some would say. Next question. Well, what your lover says is a large amount of money you've spent on a gift for her.
One more time.
What will your lover say is the largest amount of money you've spent on a gift for her? Each of you will take turns writing this answer down. You provide me the answer, and then we will compare it with the girls coming up here. Adam, I'm going to look to you again.
$200 maybe? Something like that.
On what was it? What was this item that was $200?
It was more of a shopping situation than a singular, you know, gift.
So it was a one-time purchase, but of multiple items equaling or exceeding $200.
That's a grand prize right there.
Wow.
Perfect.
I need your job.
Blake, we look to you. Same question. What would your lover say is the largest amount of money you've spent on a gift for her?
I got her a $50 gift card for Christmas.
And where was that gift card to, Blake?
Ulta. I figured it was like another $50 for me standing in line.
That's right. Very okay. good. Yeah. Very good. All right. And here is the last of our 5-point questions. Gentlemen, how would you say, and just please remember that these were taken directly from the internet and have no origination in the mind of the writer at all. Gentlemen, how would your lover say you would complete this sentence? My lover's body is blank percent jawbreaker and blank percent jello. Taken directly from the internet. No originality whatsoever. Gentlemen, how would your lover say you would complete the sentence? My lover's body is blank percent jawbreaker and blank percent jello. We're going to look, Blake, this time we're going to go to you first. Blake, this is numbers. We're delving into math here.
Right. This is fractions, actually.
Let's get into fractions. We're in percentiles. What would you say, Blake? What percent jawbreaker?
It's kind of like the tests in school.
Right.
A, B, C, or D.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say 50-50.
50-50, right down the middle.
Right.
Right down the middle.
You don't want to go too far the wrong way. I'm hoping to get laid tonight, so.
That's an even Steven bet right there. Right. Very good. Played it safe. Very good. We're going to look over this way now to Adam. Adam, same question for you. How would your lover say, would you complete the sentence, my lover's body is blank percent jawbreaker and blank percent jello?
I'm going to be a bigger pandering asshole than Blake. I'm going to say 100% of each. Technically impossible, but I don't mind sucking on jawbreakers or 100% of that ass. Yeah. So, boom.
You've lost me completely. As we all know, the rules of mathematics, one cannot exceed 100%, but you've gone and done it 100% both ways. Well done. Very well done. Oh, my goodness. All right, guys, thank you very much. Hey. We'll be right back to unite these lovers and see how well the fellas have predicted what their lovers will say. But here's my friend Johnny Jacobs with gifts for the runners-up. Johnny?
Our runner-up couple will receive a Melnor traveling lawn sprinkler, waters as it travels along the hose, and even turns off automatically from Melnor. Then there's only one genuine popsicle brand frozen treat. Popsicle, fudgesicle, dreamsicle, and creamsicle are the frozen confections loved for over half a century. And 20 Mule Power Industrial Strength Bathroom Cleaner used weekly. It wipes out soap scum, hard water scale, and black mildew stains in the bathroom, kitchen, and laundry room. Now let's get back to Bob Eubanks, and that's my lover.
Johnny Jacobs, thank you very much. Johnny, welcome back to That's My Lover. This is Bob Eubanks, and we have got the women back with us in the room, so we're going to go over the same questions we just asked the men to see how they've responded and see if they can predict the same answers that the men have said. All right. Now, the men have gone ahead and answered these questions. We're going to look to both of you, Heather and Molly, to see if you can answer the same as the men have answered. So let's take a look here. The first question is, what feature of the other gentleman here most resembles your lover's previous boyfriend? What feature of the other gentleman? So Molly, in your case, would be Adam. You take a good look at Adam and say, what feature does Adam have that resembles a previous boyfriend before Blake? So we'll go to you first, Molly.
Am I writing this down or am I just...
No, you're just saying it out. And then after you say it, Blake will present his answer on the card.
Hold on. Okay. Are you talking about Adam and I'm talking about Blake?
Looking at
Adam. Molly's looking at Adam saying, before Blake, she dated somebody. What feature of Adam most resembles that previous boyfriend? Molly?
I'm going to have to go with his hair.
Hair.
On the top of his head.
And Blake, let's take, what did Blake say here? Oh, he said height. Oh, boy.
Oh.
All right.
I like Adam way too much to, there was nothing uncool about him.
I've not seen how tall he is.
There's plenty uncool about me.
But I also, I found out from Eli that Molly's previous boyfriend looked a lot like me, just didn't wear glasses.
Oh.
Okay.
Now we look to Heather. Heather, looking at Blake and thinking about your previous boyfriend before Adam here, what most resembles your previous boyfriend, one of the features on Blake's body there? One of his physical appearances.
His lack of a beard.
Lack of beard, so lack of facial hair, we'd even accept. Adam, let's take a look at the results here.
Well, not quite.
He's, back of the
back
knee.
Back of his knees. Oh, that is true. That is true. My last boyfriend did have an excellent back of his knees area. Very soft.
Double.
Very
I have.
Soft, what? Supple.
Heather just said I have a beautiful back of my knees.
I double said you goose have a soft egg. And supple back of your knees.
Double goose eggs here, and what a compliment for Blake.
She's seen me in the summertime wearing shorts.
Wonderful. All right. Next question. What will your lover say is the largest amount of money you've spent on a gift for her? So we're going to talk to you first, Heather. And your lover here, what is the most amount of money he spent at one single time on a gift for you?
Let me think. $50?
$50. All right. Well, what was that item that he spent $50 on?
I don't know. Oh, I guess he got me flowers, and I don't know how much they cost.
Oh,
but that felt
precious.
Right. Yeah.
$50. All right, Adam, what is the answer here?
Well, I went with the shopping post poker. When I think I dropped.
I forgot. Yeah, so, you did shop me $200.
$200 was the total.
And what was that on exactly? Can you break it down?
It was for a sweater and two pairs of pants and a...
Two bras?
Two bras. There we go.
I remember those too.
I love it. Perfect. Let's look over at Molly here. Molly, same question for you. What will your lover say is the largest amount of money he spent on a gift for you?
I'm going with $80.
$80. All right. And what was that for?
My coat for Christmas.
Coat for Christmas. And Blake audibly says, oh, shit, knowing that he did not get the right answer. Blake, reveal the card to Molly, please. $50. Oh, boy. What was that for?
I knew
Blake?
How much the coat was.
Blake, what was that for?
The $50 was the Ulta gift card.
Oh, it sure was.
Yeah, I just forgot about the coat.
Oh, no.
I underbid myself. I'm a horrible poker player.
And the final question. And remember, this was taken directly from online, and Jason should not be blamed whatsoever for these questions. And the gentlemen were asked, my lover's body is blank percent jawbreaker and blank percent jello. we're going to look to Heather first. What did your lover say responding to that question? My lover's body is blank percent jawbreaker and blank percent jello.
I'd say 99% jawbreaker and 1% jello.
All right, Adam, and what did you say here? What was the flip over the card here?
I believe I said 100% jawbreaker and 100% jello.
Oh, boy.
That's confusing.
That's 200%.
I didn't anticipate getting questions right. I was just going to say that I like both of those things so much, jawbreakers, jello, and your body.
He was physically aroused while answering.
Yeah, basically, I was right there.
Yeah.
He was hard as a diamond. All right, now we turn over to Molly once again, and we say, Molly, what would your lover say is the largest... I'm sorry, that was the wrong one. What would your lover say, complete the sentence, the lover's body is blank percent jawbreaker and blank percent jello?
Are we talking about my body?
We are.
Okay. Well, since we've been married for 2 years, had we just been getting into things, Adam's... response
ass
would have been
answer.
The correct answer, but
Adam gave the 6 month relationship answer.
But since we've been married, I'm going to have to go with he probably said 35% jawbreaker and the rest jello.
And Blake, let's see your answer. 50-50, right down the middle.
We were close.
50% jawbreaker, 50% jello. And that is another triple goose egg.
We technically almost had one half of my
answer. We did almost
right.
have one half of the answer right.
Yeah. Oh, perfect.
Okay. Of the time, we're 99%
all right, no answers.
Right.
No points.
All right, let's go to break. And when we return, really, 50, the guys 50? Will have stepped out of the studio. We got some, I think, some nice announcements.
Ooh, I have a song that I want to introduce.
Let's hear the song.
It's called I Will Always Love You, and it's by Dolly Parton.
It is by Dolly Parton. And there's a mystery tag, and I'm going to read that. Oh, Jesus. Alone on yet another Valentine's Day, let IBWIP wrap you in its warm embrace as you slide deeper and deeper into the depression that ultimately convinces you to take your own life.
If I should stay, I would hope. I'll think of you each step of the way, and I will always love you. I will always love you. Memories, that's all I am taking with me. Goodbye, please don't cry. We both know that I'm not what you need. Hope life treats you kind, and I hope that you have all that you ever dreamed of, and I wish you joy and happiness. But above all of this, I wish you love.
Everyone, this is Jason with IBWIP, and before we get back to the show, a few quick words on how to contact us. The Fakakta Comedy Funhouse Network is our new home, and you can find us there at fcfnetwork.com, and as always, you can still find everything at burns1ip at ibwip.com, including all of our past episodes for free. Drop us a line at blake at ibwip.com, or on our Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram pages. And don't forget to subscribe to our show in iTunes, your favorite podcast app of choice, and to our YouTube channel, Pia Vision, and give us a rating, too. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the rest of the show.
Ah, haha, thanks, Jason, for those kind words.
That's you.
Thank my own self for saying the thing I said. Are you tired of the smell and the cost of cigarettes? I know I am. Have patches, gums, and quitting cold turkey let you down in the past? They have me. If you're looking to kick cigarettes to the curb, look no further than the friendly and knowledgeable staff at Rocky Top Vapor to help you find an electronic cigarette that's fine for you. Perhaps, just maybe, you're an experienced vapor looking to get more out of your vaping experience. A longer-lasting battery, a bigger, better tank, maybe you're wanting to get into variable voltage and wattage, or even wanting to build your own coils. Let the vaping experts at Rocky Top Vapor customize a vaping experience to fit your needs. They offer a wide variety of tanks and mods that will give you exactly what you're looking for. Rocky Top is also known for their clean and relaxed atmosphere, a friendly, knowledgeable staff, as well as their house blends and premiums from some of the best liquid
makers from across the country. They're located in Johnson City, Tennessee. But if you can't make the trip, shop with a click at RockyTopVapor.com. And don't forget to use the promo code IBWIP20 to save an extra 20% off your entire order. Are we still recording? Come on. Go to the next.
Everybody will be dancing and we'll feeling it right.
It can be exciting to start new relationships. The ins and outs of getting to know each other, the inside jokes you create, and the frank and honest conversations about anything and everything. I, Heather, am beginning a new relationship with Heather, a Kaluna shrub that grows in Europe and Asia Minor. She's a wildflower with a roaming spirit and a tough exterior. I thought, what better way to get to know my new shrubbery than to discuss the ins and outs of sex? We'll be taking a look at each other and laughing about how funny scrotums look, peppering it with facts and friendship. Sex with Heather will be coming on Wednesdays, only at FCFnetwork.com.
Welcome back to That's My Lover, the game show that is second leading cause of divorce behind the program Cheaters. All right. This time we're going to look to the ladies. So, gentlemen, we're going to have to ask you to vacate the premises.
All right.
This is my opportunity.
Adios. Who's going to run the board?
No one's going to run the board. It'll be a operationalist. Go ahead and have a seat there, Molly. All right.
No cheers for us, I suppose.
No cheers.
Yeah, I'm not touching the board.
Yeah, right.
Ladies, now it's your turn to predict what your lovers will say. And remember, each of these questions are now worth 10 points.
What do I think my lover will say?
Your lover. It's a disgusting way to refer to you as your sexual partner. Here's your first question. What would your lover say is his blood type? What would your lover say is his blood type? Does he know the answer? Do you know the answer? Take a stab in the dark. I will turn to each of you for your responses, and I will look at Heather first. Heather, what would your lover say his blood type is?
He would say it is A positive.
A positive, an A plus, 100%. Congratulations to you, valedictorian. We're going to look over to you now, Molly. What would your lover say? Blake Clayton is his blood type.
Well, I'm going to have to say that he's not going to have any clue, so he's just going to say something funny and say Mountain Dew type.
Mountain Dew type. He does like the Mountain Dews. Very good. I like that answer quite a bit. All right, next question, girls. What would your lover say is the funniest thing the two of you have ever heard? A lot of funny things out there, a lot of stories you hear as couples, but what is the funniest thing you've ever heard? I see some drawing out there. I see some writing on cards, some index cards.
I wanted
cards.
To write what we have been laughing about all night, but it just doesn't.
It is inappropriate.
It is inappropriate.
And racially charged. All right. Molly, you have written something out. You may not be done by the time I ask, but go ahead and give the response. What would your lover say is the funniest thing the two of you have ever heard?
Again, I'm going to have to go with anything he says.
Anything he says. He is the funny man of the family. Podcasting God, amen. Blake Clayton, you're right.
Exactly.
I will say any form of Joss Whedon's name in the sense of either Joss Whedon or something that starts with a J and a W.
What is the example of that, please?
Like James Wahlberg.
That's the funniest thing I've ever heard. I can't imagine it's not the funniest thing he's never heard. All right, for the last question, girls. What famous character or personality would your lover say he behaved most like the very first time the two of you made whoopee? That's what we had to say in the 70s. We couldn't say sex. We had to say make whoopee. If you had to think about the first time the two of you, your lover and yourself, made whoopee the very first time, what personality or character would you most describe your lover as?
Who's that porn star guy?
Ron Jeremy.
Thank you.
He's got a big dick, he's Jewish, and he's called the Hedgehog. Heather, I'm looking to you. You're thinking? All right.
I want to say Dennis from Always Sunny, just because we've been watching that, and I feel like he'll go with that reference, but...
Dennis, the jackass, one half of the twins... Danny
he's very self-deprecating, so I can imagine his answer will not be kind to himself.
He keeps a dresser in his room full of pornography tapes he's made with all of his... sexual victims. We're talking Dennis from It's Always
Sunny.
Dennis
Tales from Erotica.
Very good. I like that very much. And Molly, we turn to you now. And the same question for you. What famous character or personality will your lover say he behaved most like the very first time.
Ron Jeremy still?
Whoopi.
Yeah, because you already got that?
Yeah, I'm going with Ron Jeremy.
Born star extraordinaire, Ron Jeremy the Hedgehog. Very good. And, yeah, you just have
Do
to
I
ask.
Get the question again?
You, I will give you the question once more.
I think I'm going to go with Dennis from Always Sunny.
Say the answer. Ask her again. She'll tell you the same. Very good. So wonderful. Molly, what about Blake makes you think of the Hedgehog?
That makes me think of the what?
The Hedgehog, also known as Rod Jeremy, Portstar extraordinaire.
His big dick.
Oh, Blake's got a big fucking cock, am I right? Very good.
Can I say that online?
You can say whatever you want. It's free will and internet time. Okay. Everyone, they had three questions before. We got a bonus question here. It's a 25-point bonus question. Girls, what would your lover say is the cross street nearest to your front door? Remember, that's not the street your house is on, but the very first cross street. What would your lover say that is? Think about where you live. Molly, you're looking at me like a deer in the headlights. Heather, you seem to be in a more contemplative state. Surely you know where you live. Surely you know the street that you're on. What's the nearest cross street? We're going to look to both of you. Molly seems to have completed her answer on the index card. We're going to look to you first, Molly.
Going with 8th Street.
8th Street. Very good. Very good. All right. Now, Heather, what would you say?
Hold on. She only named one street. What do you mean by cross street?
Well, we know the street that you're on. We know the street in which your address is.
And the street that crosses that street?
The very most.
Okay, so I only need that street. I thought you meant the crossing.
That's all we need. No, just the cross street.
I'm such a kid. Okay.
Heather, what would you say lover say is the cross street nearest to your front door?
Market Street.
The famed Market Street in Bloomington, Illinois. Very good. Very good. All right. Ladies, thank you very much for your answers. We'll be right back with your lovers to compare the answers on That's My Lover in just a moment. But first, Johnny Jacobs has some runner-up gifts for our couples. John?
Our runner-up lovers will receive Glad stand-up storage bags. Stand up and stay open to leave your hands free. Thick and strong for anything you want to freeze and refrigerate, Glad storage bags, and caulking is a snap with Red Devil Fine long-lasting latex caulk. Just one of the many Red Devil products that help you save energy around the house. And last but not least, it's Ruffit, the first really new wall finish in 1,000 years. Now you create textures like a professional with Ruffit by Zebrick. So let's get back to Bob Eubanks and those unpredictable lovers.
Very good, Johnny Jacobs. Now, gentlemen, let's see how your lovers have predicted what you will say. And remember, these questions will be now worth 10 points. Ooh. All right, first of
I'll
be honest, I think Molly killed it.
Really? Yeah.
The first question is...
You don't know our communication very well.
Given that, Blake, we're going to look to you first and say, what would your lover say is your blood type? What is your blood type? A lot of blood types to be had. Specifically, what is yours?
I don't know. I don't know what my blood type is.
You'll have
positive. O positive.
O positive. All right, let's take a look at Molly's answer. Molly, flip up the card. What do you guys say there?
Mountain
Dew type.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
She's thinking in the vein of hilarity.
Well, so now I know. Now we're on the same page.
There you go. Well, clearly, Mountain Dew is not a blood type, but you can see where her mind is. Now we're going to look over to you, Adam, and say the same question. What is your blood type?
I, like Blake, do not know my blood type, but if I had to guess what Heather was going to guess my blood type was, I would say AB, since those are my initials.
AB, very good.
That's a great idea.
Agrees.
I got half of it.
Oh, A positive. Okay, exactly the same. So double goose egg
so
there
goddamn
as well.
Positive.
No points on the board, across the board. All right, now we go to the next question here. Girls, or guys, rather. What would your lover say is the funniest thing the two of you have ever heard?
The funniest thing we've ever heard together?
That's right. There's a lot of things that are funny, no doubt about it. But the funniest thing the two of you together have ever heard in your entire life. Adam, we look to you first.
There was something said on a previous IBWIP show that was extremely funny, but I don't think it's airable on this network.
Probably something Jason said, no doubt about it.
I think it was that bottle top guy.
Oh, he's so handsome. What did he say? Say it out loud. We'll cut it. We might make it into a meme.
But I'm going to say gosh, the funniest thing ever. I'm drawing a blank on this one,
The two of you have been together for 6 months.
The funniest things we've ever seen, maybe a, gosh, I don't know. Maybe a Richard Iowade interview on Conan O'Brien.
Oh, that is funny. I love Richie Iowata. He's always got something funny to say. Heather, what did you say the answer was?
Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon.
Joss Whedon and different versions of Joss Whedon's name.
That's very funny. Okay.
That's our own joke.
That's all. It's true. I was thinking media that we had heard. Yeah, anyway. Yeah.
That's understandable. That's a good train of thought. I asked Heather, what does that mean exactly, Joss Whedon? And she gave me an example. Can I get an example from you, Adam?
Justin Watson.
Oh, perfect. I love it. Maybe the funniest thing I've ever heard. Blake, I'm going to turn to you now. What's the funniest thing the two of you ever heard, you and Molly?
I'm going to say IBWIP.
Oh, isn't that right? Oh, boy, the very show that this is on. Let's take a look at Molly's response. It says, what does it say? Anything that Blake has said. For my money, that encompasses IBWIP because that is his brainchild. So finally, some points on the board. 10 points for Molly.
No, but I always...
Let's talk about how I did write down the initial answer before. I'm just trying to grade grub for points. That's all.
What was your initial answer? I'm sorry?
I did initially put down the funny thing that was said on the earlier episode.
And you scribbled it out.
Due to inappropriateness.
Give him half the points.
Thank you.
The points this round are worth 10 points.
We just want something. That's all.
I'm going to give you 5 points.
Thank you.
That's funny because I always tell Molly that I'm the funniest person she's ever met.
No doubt about it.
If I would have thought, I didn't want to seem cocky and conceited, though.
Not cocky at all. Saying that you're the best at something surely doesn't mean you're cocky. Ladies answer this question. Now it's time for the men to answer. What famous character or personality will your lover say he behaved most like the very first time the two of you made whoopee?
What? Go do that one again.
Each of you have made whoopee, presumptuously. The very first time you did so, what character did you act like or personality the very first time?
Thor, the Norse god of thunder.
Came immediately to his mind. All right, so I don't even have to turn to anyone. He answered first. Let's go ahead and take a look at Heather's response. Heather, the Norse god Thor, she says, no, it's Dennis, bro. It's always
sunny. I'm starting to be self-deprecating. Oh. I thought you'd be self-deprecating.
It's always sunny in Philadelphia. What do you have to say about that, Adam?
Not at all.
No, why not?
Why would I ever be self-deprecating? I'm fucking amazing.
He's fucking amazing, everybody. Two humble people in one episode. This is a record. We're going to look now over to Blake.
Oh.
Blake, what famous character or personality would your lover say you behave most like the very first time the two of you made whoopee? Whoopee is for sex.
I'm going to say Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. Brad, what a stud, a modern reference. Molly, we look to you. Now, what is your answer here? She flips over the card and says, oh, the hedgehog himself, porn star extraordinaire. His name is Ron Jeremy.
Wow.
What were you saying last night?
The long, long hair and huge penis, Ron Jeremy.
You were talking about a huge penis last night. So I thought maybe.
Okay. Well, Heather, I guess we're even because I know something about you and you know something about me now.
Blake, what do you attribute to your huge
cock? What do you know about me?
I listen to your show.
Oh. Know all sorts of
things
about me.
Do you not know what you say when you say it?
Oh, not at all.
Okay. All right.
Ooh. Blake, what in your lifestyle, is it just genetics that you attribute your huge cock to?
There's some black blood in me somewhere.
Well, you're an octoroon, perhaps. All right, very good.
Did it take you a lot? Never mind. We won't talk about it on here.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I've had a boyfriend with a really, really large penis, and it took a lot for him to get enough blood to, like, get it all together.
No, mine is not so much girth-wise, it's more long.
So like
gotcha.
Like a piece of spaghetti.
No, just a long, stringy
dick.
You're pretty fine in the girth/length area.
I wouldn't say that. Taking Molly to maximum capacity, it's Blake's penis. It's, very good.
No, because when you say it's long, you're not really long. But when you say long, you think long, skinny.
How much water does it displace?
What I should say also is that Adam has a big penis, just so everyone knows that as well.
It's,
I don't know. You look like you were upset.
It's a virtual deliverance of dueling cocks. Doom, 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 doom.
No, we're
very
just having
funny.
A friendly conversation.
Gentlemen, get him out of the table.
I think we won.
What?
I think we won.
Yeah. We can end this game now.
The game is That's My Lover. You haven't won the game, but with having huge cocks, I think you've won life. Congratulations, gentlemen. Girls, last question. This is 25 points. Gentlemen, what would your lover say is the cross street nearest to your front door? Remember, it's not the street that you live on, but the cross street. Blake, I want to tune to you first. We know the street you live on.
Right.
What is the nearest cross street? What would your lover say that is?
Sheridan.
All right, let's go ahead and flip it over here. This is a bonus 25-point question.
Oh, that's not
question.
Right.
Molly, what would you say that is?
It's
8th
Street.
Oh, no. Oh, what a blunder.
Two roads over.
What a blunder.
Oops. That was 25 points, too,
that
huh?
That was a big one. That was a big matzo ball hanging out of your mouth. All right, we're going to turn over to Heather and Adam here. Adam, what would you say the nearest cross street is to your front door?
Heather's I want to say Locust or Market.
Locust or Market. Which one of those do you think is the right answer? What did Heather write on that card and has face down until you answer correctly?
I'm going to say Market.
Yes! Don't even flip the card. I don't want to see it. She's already cheating, so we know that's the case. 25 points to Team Ha.
Oh.
25 points there. Very good. Oh, very good. Ladies, thank you very much for your answers. Gentlemen, thank you for your answers. We have reached the end of the game. Let's take a look here. Adam and Heather, you are today's grand prize winners. Now let's hear the special prize that's been chosen just for you.
It is your very own brand new beautifully designed dining room. That's right, Heather and Adam, you'll enjoy Bassett Stony Brook's early American dining room. Rich maple finish, unengraved wood products. It includes china and hutch, table, bench, and armchairs all by Bassett. And for that final touch of elegance from Onita Silversmith is service for four in sterling silver, plus a matching service for eight in the Michelangelo pattern. A complete and elegant dining room all yours is our lucky winners of That's My Lover.
Heather and Adam, congratulations to you for being our winners. And thank you all, the contestants. And thanks to you at home, I'm Bob Eubanks. Thank you, and goodbye for now. Wow. Great game.
Oh, yeah.
Fantastic game.
Action-packed. Full of excitement?
That Bob Eubanks, man, he kills it.
I heard he's got a big dick, too.
Huge.
Excuse me.
I tripped over it when I tried to walk out.
Is this mic on? Hello? Is this mic on?
Hello. Hi.
Oh, my God.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Carmella? Oh,
well, God. I'm doing great. I'm down to a pack and a half an hour.
Oh, good to hear.
Pall Malls, right?
Start.
Pall Malls. Full flavored. I'm off the Mountain Dew.
Wow, you look great.
I'm strictly drinking Fireball now.
That's a successful.
Gets to the point, no faking. Am I right?
That voice right there is exactly the man I came to see.
No.
If anybody doesn't know, I'm Carmella Fettuccini. I've been on the show a few times in the past few years. And Valentine's Day is just around the corner, 2 days away.
That's true.
I thought to myself, who do you want to be your Valentine? And I thought one person and one person only. And I said, I'm going to go talk to the Flannel Fabio himself.
Oh, come on.
Jason, will you be my Valentine?
Carmella, wow. You know, I've had some adventures in dating, and it's not necessarily gone extremely well. Carmella, we know you a little bit. You've given us some great tips over the years for safety.
Mm-hmm.
You're a great part of the show. You're one of our most repeat guests. I gotta say, yes, absolutely will I be your Valentine.
That's wonderful. I'm so excited. I thought you would say no. Oh. You always say no.
No. I've turned a new leaf this year. It's my resolution. First of all, I've stopped eating tuna because of all the mercury. And second of all, I'm just going to start saying yes to things. And Carmella, to you today, I say yes.
Heather. Mm-hmm. This is my dream. Not only is he going to be my Valentine, but he's going to say yes to everything.
All right. So what are you going to take him up on?
Whoa.
What are you going to try? I mean, you just said you were going to say yes to everything.
Yeah, you said Carmella Fettuccini, I'm going to say yes to everything you want for Valentine's Day.
Including your marriage proposal.
Well, hold on. Okay, come on, guys. Let's not take advantage of the situation. Surely if an opportunity arises, I would say yes. But let's
prepare for the opportunity. And
something's going to be arising, if you know what I mean.
Now I'm a bad guy.
Come on. Okay, what else do you want to ask me that you think I should say yes to?
Well, we're going to obviously go out to dinner.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
A nice romantic dinner, then go back to the Hotel Pere Marquette.
Yes.
The presidential suite.
Yes.
And then you're going to perform anal sex on me.
Yep. Yeah.
Hold on, you need to ask him to pay for the hotel room first.
Oh.
And then
have to. No, I have been, the sales from my book, my Halloween safety book, the sales from that book on online sales were skyrocketed.
What was the name of that book?
All the things that you should do to be safe during the holiday season.
Very literal, that's right. I remember that.
And so I am more than willing to pay for everything since he said yes.
The anal sex answer was going back and forth depending on whether I had to pay for the room, but now she's paying for the room. Yes, you will receive anal sex.
I am going to love this. Adam, it's a pleasure to meet you.
It's wonderful to meet you, Carmela. This is my first time on the show, I think, officially. I might have been a guest, you know, in the background.
They treat you great. Were you in the green room? They have everything you ever want in the green room.
Yeah, I sat on a trampoline chair. I think a child's chair the last time I was in the green room. It was very comfortable.
That doesn't sound very safe.
It was very cushiony on my bottom.
Let's discuss this, because I've always thought IBWIP was a safe place to come, but that seems very unsafe. What was the weight restriction on that children's trampoline chair?
I'm not sure, but I know I was exceeding it. The legs kept making funny noises, but, you know, at the end of the night, hey, if you break a kid's chair, you break a kid's chair. You know, I feel really bad.
As long as you don't have to see the kid, you don't have to worry about it.
That's very true. That's kind of what I was
You thinking. Didn't see the child?
No, not at all.
He didn't come out in his underwear?
We don't even think there was a child.
The state forces me to not comment to that question.
Understandable. I've dealt with the state quite a few times in Long Island. There's been many, many issues that I've brought to the city council about unsafe areas. But Jason, whew. I'm a little flushing.
Me too. I hear you.
So what do we have planned? Dinner? Where do you want to go to dinner?
Well, what kind of food are you into? First of all,
obviously, I'm into any kind of food that doesn't run away.
Very good. I like that very much.
Thank you.
Given your namesake, take a deep drag. I think first of all,
you have at least 4 cigarettes to get through in the next like 20 minutes to keep on pace.
Well, yeah. I mean, mostly when I smoke, I'm alone.
Do you just super drag? You just like.
Hey, who sucked out the feeling? Am I right?
Well, it was more like this.
Right, less spit.
Wow, impressive lung capacity. All the more reason to say yes to Carmela Fettuccine.
Oh, I'm so excited! This is going to be wonderful. What are you going to wear?
I have a red tuxedo that it's been in my closet. I look at it and I know I got a great deal on it. I thought I would never have the opportunity to use this. The opportunity has peered its head.
Were you surprised to see me?
I didn't think we'd ever see you again. I'm so happy you're back. I know way back, years ago when you first came on, we kind of had a rough start, but you and I have bonded over.
Yeah, you used to be an asshole.
I'm still kind of an asshole, and I'm going to fuck your asshole, apparently. So,
I love it. I love this new table you have turned.
So I think what we'll do is, first of all, I'll have to find a place that has either, since it's the winter, outdoor smoking facilities that will keep you warm, or just a facility that will compensate or accept your smoking to begin with.
Well, yes, because I'm still smoking a lot.
Right.
Obviously, you can tell.
Nothing wrong with that. Got safety first.
Can I have one, Carmela?
Wow, that's one whole cigarette. Look at that. That's one whole cigarette gone.
Here you go.
What a woman.
Pall Mall, non-filtered, full-flavored. Now, why don't you go ahead and take a wonderful.
Yeah, take that two-second hit off the end there. That's it. She didn't leave much for you. Carmela, you've heard...
That was a brand new one.
You've heard good things about the Pere Marquette locally?
Yeah, the Pere Marquette, I hear, is a classic vintage hotel. Very famous.
Absolutely.
I think there was... used to be some mob action that went on there, and Al Capone probably stayed there at one point or another. And I think they have an Al Capone suite with a jacuzzi.
That's right. We'll go there. Well, I think we'll have a great night. I'm so excited that you came on the show again. I'm so excited you asked me to be your Valentine.
Of course. There was nobody else in the world... Sorry, Adam. Sorry, Blake.
Hey, it's no problem. I'm just sitting over here.
That I would want to be on my Valentine.
How'd you do that?
Thanks. Didn't mind to mention me.
I'm sorry. I'm not a lesbian. Otherwise, if I was a lesbian, or even bi, I would have definitely chosen you.
Aw, thanks, Carmella.
What if I was a lesbian?
You can't be a lesbian because you're a man, and let me tell you, you're one handsome young man.
Thank you very much. Wow, Carmella, would you actually do me a favor real quick?
Yeah, you're going to be my Valentine. I'm almost obligated to do any favor you ask.
By the compact of this podcast, would you please read our release schedule?
Oh, Lord. Let me see. It's been so long since I did a live read. Like, really, there's a reason why I don't do it anymore. Okay, episode... You want me to do the jokes, too?
Do everything.
Oh, my God, I hate you sometimes. I like when you force me to do stuff I don't want to. Are you sure you don't want me to have Blake do it? I can do it if you want me to.
No, Blake is terrible at it. I'd rather have you do it.
Oh, come on, I'm not that bad at it.
Well, you're not...
Okay, honey, I'll do it. First, episode 235, Let's Get Crackin', is now available. That's the one where Dustin forced that title onto you guys.
I'm glad he did.
I listen all the time.
Thank you very much. I'm glad he did. He's such a talent.
Okay, episode 236, Karaoke Biggie, is now available as well. That large, large man can sing. And episode 238, hold on.
Take your time, darling. No one rushes my girl.
Bye, girl.
Years ago, I couldn't do that without coughing.
How did you shotgun that entire cigarette?
It is impressive.
You should see what I can do to a dick, Adam.
Oh, I'll find out.
Our next episode, inevitably entitled Marvin Gaye in a Way, will be available on Friday, September 19th, or February 19th. And don't forget, today, February 12th, is Abraham Lincoln's birthday. This is a day that you really need to be safe. Safety is first.
Maybe, you know, next year or
don't play
time.
On this day, don't play with guns.
Absolutely.
In a theater.
I'll try not to on that day, specifically in a theater.
Right, otherwise, cock and Glock is what I say. What?
All of us say that, too.
We affirm.
I have that tattooed on my arm.
Okay, well, Adam looked at me like I was some kind of crazy person.
I was just surprised you knew that it was there. I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
Honey, I can frisk you with my eyes. All right. If Honest Abe were alive today, he would be 478 years old young. And if Mark David Chapman hadn't beheaded him in Dallas, I truly believe he'd still be with us today.
Amen.
Amen.
All those facts seemed accurate.
Yeah.
We only tell people facts. We don't.
If nothing else, IBWIP is an avenue or a vehicle to deliver interesting facts to our listeners.
Definitely. Also, Monday, February 15th, is National Gum Drop Day. Done chewing the gum? Drop it directly on the ground and become a true patron saint of the 15th of February. Do not throw, Jason, this one's for you, do not throw your gum on this roof.
I would never do it. Are you talking? what an old reference that
That's
is.
A callback to the REO Speedwagon episode.
R.I.P. Gary Richrath.
Where you...
Is that the guy that threw stuff on the roof of your thrift shop?
Yes.
You had a verbal confrontation with one of the legendary...
He's in the
guitarist of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
REO Speedwagon.
You know what? I like to wait. Another thing that I find very attractive about Jason is he grabs opportunities by the balls and pulls.
It's called testicular torsion. And I had to give it to Gary Richrath of REO Speedwagon.
And you gave it to him. I think that's why he died very quickly after you did that.
Oh, he passed quickly, yes.
And don't forget to contact the show with any of your questions, comments, or suggestions. But hurry, because our inbox is almost full. And if you like what you hear, please write us a review on iTunes, subscribe, tell a friend, and help support the show. Okay? And if you don't like what you hear, we'll unload our inbox all over your pretty little face and make you maintain eye contact the whole time we do it.
That's hot.
Oh, we're going to be maintaining some eye contact. When you're ramming me from behind, it's going to be nothing but eye contact.
Carmella, I have actually just...
That's beautiful.
One more favor for me, Carmella. Would you mind... we're going to wrap up the show here, and then you and I are going to get the hell out of here. Can you warm up the car?
I sure can. I would be happy to. You're going to go home tonight with me? Tomorrow's.
Yeah, we're going on it.
It's a Valentine's Day weekend?
It's a whole weekend.
Oh, my God. Heather, it was a pleasure seeing you again. You're beautiful.
Aw, Carmella.
You're beautiful. You're beautiful. Adam. Yeah.
Wonderful to meet you,
Gawk and Clock. Clock and Gawk. Clock and Glock.
Cock and Cock.
Cock all the time.
Cock and Spiel.
And Jason, I'll see you later. Blake, thank you very much for letting me use your microphone. Hey, it's no problem. Couldn't even get a word in edgewise. You never can, buddy. You never can. Good night, everybody.
Oh, Carmella.
Bye, Carmella.
There's a lot behind there when she leaves.
She's a spitfire.
She is.
I'm going to fuck her butt.
There's a spirit to that butt. So, I don't blame you.
There's a spirit to that butt is the show title for this. All right, folks. Well, Carmella took all the time. Jason was supposed to read that, but she did a great job, I think.
Great job.
I want to thank all Heather, Adam, Jason.
Hey, thank you, buddy.
Dick Van Dyke. Is that who was the host of that show?
Bob Eubanks.
Definitely want to thank my beautiful bride, Miles. Although we didn't win, our relationship will last an eternity.
Yeah, for all times. It's in the record books.
It will be.
That's right.
My third divorce. Just joking. I love her.
Oh, love.
Oh, love. Folks, don't forget, FCFnetwork.com is our brainchild that we have been working very hard on for the past few months. FCFnetwork.com. Oh, excuse me.
If you like this show, go to FCFnetwork.com.
If you don't like this show, go there because there's better ones.
No, not necessarily. It's subjective. There's 7 different shows part of the FCF Network. Go to FCFnetwork.com. Check out all the cool shows. We've got Sex with Heather. She talks about sex. We've got Drunken Lullabies. They talk about craft beer and indie music. Go to Couch Pilots. They talk about failed TV pilots, and they joke about it and have fun with it. Go to Low Blow Podcast. What do they do there? They kind of joke about...
they find stuff on the internet. They've read like news articles and stuff.
They insult it in the lowest blow possible, right? That's my idea. Right.
S&M Radio, they talk about horror movies. The song, Inside Out. Blake, you dig deep into individual songs to see about their origins, what they mean. Kind of a little thank you to the fans, almost.
Yeah, it's just I think that... When you listen to music, I think there is another level to it. There's the entertaining kind of music that you play while you're cleaning your house.
Yep.
There's the kind of music you go to the club and you dance around all night long. And there's also those songs that you stop everything you're doing when it plays.
Yep.
And you listen to the words and they vibe all the way through your body and come out your toes.
That's it. No, I know you're kind of joking about that, but you're for real.
Yeah.
The songs that mean something to you, where do they come from? What do they mean to the artist?
Why were they made? What led to them?
So many great different shows on FCFnetwork.com, and all you have to pay is $100 a month.
No.
What?
Jason, we've talked about this 100 times. It's free. Everything is free. You can find FCF Network on Twitter and Instagram, but go to FCFnetwork.com. It has all the links to all the shows, all their social medias. So thank you, everybody, and happy Valentine's Day. If you're alone, don't worry about it. It's no big deal.
If Valentine's Day is for lovers, what is IBWIP for? My money's on animal rapists, and worse yet, Lutherans.
Okay,
my grandma's a Lutheran.
Your grandma's a what?
A Lutheran.
Your grandma?
Yeah.
She's for IBWIP.
Tell her to listen to this show.
I had her listen to that one... Would you rather?
Was it on the way down to Johnson City area to see your sister?
No, it was. We were in North Carolina, and we were watching the Would You Rather of the Michael Jackson. recounting his sex, and she's like, "You should just tell them you want better options." I'm like, "That's how the game goes, Grandma. That's not how it works."
My grandmother said, "I can request better options for this game."
The grandma option is to just opt out.
Right?
Is she single?
Yeah.
Oh, I will talk to you when
she's
we stop hitting record.
And do-it-yourself kind of lady.
Is this Judy?
Yeah.
Oh, Judy's fantastic.
I like everything I've heard so far.
Way into Judy.
Okay, maybe we should just...
My grandma won't hear it, but I'll hear it.
This has been a Fakakta Comedy Funhouse production, produced by Jason Tosher, executive produced by Blake Clayton. For more information and content, go to fcfnetwork.com.
Are you a blogger or a podcaster, or you're just not happy with your web hosts? You need to check out HostGator.com. You're going to find web hosting made easy and affordable. HostGator offers unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click script installs with a free site builder, and the best control panel out there. Stop by today and try a free demo to see how easy it is. And if you use the special coupon code Section8686, you'll save 25% off your web hosting packages. What do you got to lose? Check out HostGator.com and take a bite out of your web hosting costs.